Perek Ches, Mishnah Zion. Amas Hamayim, if you have a stream of water, Shioveret B'chatzer, that goes to a courtyard, Ein Malan Hemena B'Shabbos, you cannot draw water out from it on Shabbos, El Imchein Asula Mechitza, unless you make a Mechitza for it, Gevoa Asar Tzvachim, 10 Tzvachim Tol, Bechnisa Ubiyetzia, by the entrance and by the exit. So, what's going on over here? You gotta use your imagination. Imagine you have a field, big, you know, courtyard, and throughout the courtyard, starting from outside in the street, there's this big stream, and it's running. It cuts through your courtyard, and makes, you know, a beeline through your courtyard, and then comes out, and then keeps on going down the stream, outside your courtyard, you know, down the block, and the stream keeps on going. So now you have your courtyard, smack in the middle of your courtyard, is this stream just flowing through it. Now, your courtyard still has the regular walls, right? There are four walls enclosing your courtyard. And the stream is kind of, you know, coming in from underneath, you know, the east wall, going through your courtyard, smack in the middle, drawing a beeline, and then going out by the west wall. So what the Mishnah is telling you is that you have the stream of water which is passing through your chatzer. You can't draw water from it on Shabbos. Because this stream, even though it's technically in your chatzer, it's coming from a bigger stream, right? It's not just exclusive for your chatzer. It's got an entrance, it's got an exit. It comes from up the block and it goes through your chatzer and goes down the block. So because it's coming from like the mother stream, that stream is a karmelis. It's its own rabbinic domain. You can't carry from it to your courtyard on Shabbos. If you draw water from it into your courtyard, you're carrying from karmelis to your chatzer. That's prohibited on Shabbos. So how would you make it permitted? If you made a mechitza, 10 tfachim tol, if you made a mechitza 10 tfachim tol, right, 10 tfachim is the minimum for a shir mechitza, and you make that mechitza b'knisa, u b'yitzia, in the entrance and in the exit. So here it means that you gotta make the mechitza again in the cistern. So imagine the way the stream cuts through your courtyard is that you've got like this, you know, this, it goes like a beeline, cuts right through the courtyard. Now imagine this stream is, you know, 10 feet deep. The water only fills up 5 feet of it. Another 5 feet is just airspace. So within that 5 feet of airspace, what the Tanakhama is saying, put a wall in the front where your courtyard, you know, begins. Put a wall at the end where your courtyard ends. So now you're closing off the entrance where the water comes in and the exit where the water leaves so that it's exclusively for your courtyard, even though it's running water, but these two walls that are within the cistern, right, within that airspace of the cistern of the stream are blocking it off, quote unquote, to make it, you know, exclusive for your courtyard, and then you'd be able to draw from it on Shabbos because then it'd be deemed yours. Just like in the previous Mishnah with the pit, similar idea. And Rabbi Yehuda says, just like his sheet in the previous Mishnah, Kosa shal gaba tidon mishum mechitza. The wall which is above the stream is a mechitza, meaning you don't have to make a wall within the actual pit. We said the pit, if the stream is 10 feet deep, 5 of water, 5 of airspace, they're saying that you should put the actual mechitza within the airspace of that little stream, of that canal. He's saying, no, your actual walls that are enclosing your courtyard, right, that are technically above this whole entire canal, that's a wall, that does the trick. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll bring you proof. Ma'aseh, there's a story, Ba'ama shel Avel, the stream of a city called Avel, Shem Malan Menu al Pizakena B'Shabbos, that the elders of the town said you could draw from it on Shabbos. Why? Because it was within an enclosed area of a courtyard, had a regular basic, you know, fence around it. And even though the stream was tucking underneath it and going through it and cutting right through the courtyard, the actual fence served as its mechitza, and therefore it locked in the stream area towards the courtyard as if it's part of the courtyard, and it's all one giant domain. So that's his support to his opinion. Amar lo, but they responded back to Rabbi Yehuda, nah, it's not a raya, it's not a proof. Because they want to say that, you know, the actual stream wasn't 10 tefachim deep or wasn't 4 tefachim wide. So therefore, you don't even need a wall to separate exclusive for the courtyard because it wasn't a real stream. If it had been a stream that was 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, then your regular fence around the courtyard is not good enough. And you have to put the fence actually in this canal, the stream, in that airspace of the canal. You know, let's just say again, the canal is 10 feet deep. five of water, five of air space, you got to put the mechitza within the air space, a mechitza in the front of your courtyard, a mechitza at the end of your courtyard to block off the water, to make it exclusive for the courtyard, to make it as one domain. So they say the Rebbe has no opinion to use his opinion, he has no proof to his opinion, and they argue on Rebbe Yehuda. Moving right along to Mishnah Chas. Gezustra, if you have a porch that is sticking out of a private home, Shilamala min hamayim, it is above, you know, a stream of water. Ein mimalin himena b'shabbos, you cannot draw water from it on Shabbos. What it means over here is ela imkein asla mechitza, let's make a mechitza for it. Kavo asar tzvachem high ten tzvachem tall. Bevamala, bevamata, whether on top, whether on bottom. So imagine you have this porch which is hovering over, you know, the beach, over the ocean, and there's a hole in the porch. And now you want to lower a bucket through that hole to gather water from the ocean and bring it up to your porch. So the ocean is a karmelis, your porch is a rishus yach, a private domain. You can't draw water from the karmelis to your private domain. So what do? You gotta make a machitza, ten tzvachim tall, either on top or on bottom. So they explain over here, either you make a mechitza around your entire patio, your entire porch, or you can make a mechitza just around the actual hole, as long as it's a 4x4 tzvachim area, and the wall, so imagine the wall's going to go all around your porch or all around the hole, which as long as it's 4x4 tzvachim, either the wall could be going upwards, like towards the sky, right, either around your porch, around that hole, or downwards towards the ocean. And that would suffice to connect it, quote unquote, to the ocean to make it like one domain, as long as the mechitza is 10 tefachim tall, either going up from your porch or from your hole, going upwards, or from the porch or from the hole, going downwards towards the ocean. Even though it's not touching the ocean, 10 tefachim would make it as if it's connected to the ocean, and then it's one mechitza. Well, I'm sorry, not one mechitza, it's all in one area. So, you know, when you make this mechitza, it's kind of, you can still be hundreds of feet above the water, but when you have this wall in place, whether it's going from the porch going upwards or porch going downwards, on a Torah level, it's like as if it's connected to the water. Another case, v'chein, shteg zustaros, zulamala mizu. If you have two porches, one above the other, the Bartanur explains, so you have two porches, one above the other. Each of them have holes directly corresponding to one another, right? And then ultimately leads down to the ocean. So, asu le'el yona velo asu le'tachtona. If you, they made an air for the upper one, not for the lower one. Excuse me, not for the lower one. Shtena asurus achi arbu, they're both prohibited until they make an eriv. So what does this mean? You have these two porches, you have holes in both of them, and then it goes directly down to the ocean. So if Asu le'elyona, they're saying if you made an eruv for the upper one, but you didn't make an eruv for the lower one, right, then they're both aser until you make an eruv. I'm sorry, not an eruv, a mechitza. So you have two porches, one on top of the other, and you make a mechitza for the upper one, and you don't make a mechitza for the lower one, now both of them can't draw water from the ocean down below until they make an eruv. Now let's see how the Bartanura will explain this. Says the Bartanura, the two porches are one above the other, where the holes are one above the other, and they go straight down, you know, they correspond to the water below. Also, Yona, if the lower porch is mishtatef, they combine together with the upper porch to make a mechitza, not the eruv. The eruv's coming soon. To make a mechitza on the upper porch, but they didn't make a mechitza on the lower porch. So then, shtein asurus anchi arvu, they both are prohibited until they make an eruv. Shekivan shebnei tachtona, since the lower porch are partners in the mechitza of the upper porch. So now, osam aleihem, they're also on it because since they're partners and they didn't do their share, so then neither of them can use the mechitza to draw water. V'mazlech tachtona, if they made a mechitza for the lower porch and they didn't make a mechitza for the upper porch, Even though the upper porch in this case may not even be partnering with the mechitza, with the wall of the lower one, again, they're both aser. The upper one is aser because it has no mechitza, and the lower one is aser, even though it has the mechitza, because since the upper one can technically pass through the lower one, derech la'al yona alea, because when the upper one wants water, it's got to pass through the lower one technically. So just like it'll aser on itself, it'll aser on the lower one until they make an error with it. And they explain over here, this is all hanimili, this is only when the two porches are separated one from another, of 10 tefachim or more, one from each other. But if the two porches are within 10 tefachim of each other, then even if they both made a mechitza, it wouldn't even help until they make an Erev together. And I'll just go over here, how the Kahat explains it a little bit clearer, but basically the same notion. If the upper folks made the mechitza, the lower folks were mishtate, they contributed together to make the mechitza for the upper porch, but they didn't make a mechitza for themselves on the lower below. So they're both usher to draw water on Shabbos, because since the lower porch is partnered with the upper porch, they prohibit on the upper porch, because they didn't do their share, and they're partnering. And all the most of them made a mechitza for the lower part, and they didn't make a mechitza for the upper part. So even if the upper porch had no partners with the lower porch, they're both aser. The upper porch because it has the mechitza, and the lower porch is because, like we said, since the upper porch has drisus regal, it could technically pass through it. So sha'afi shu'evit ma'am, since it could draw water through the lower porch, so once it's prohibited, it'll prohibit the one below it as well. Achi, Arvun, until they make the two porches make an Erev together to combine each other with an Erev. Bram and Kalach Asas Mechitza, however, they bring down that if each one made their own Mechitza, if each one made a Mechitza, they didn't even make an Erev. So then they'd actually be mutter to draw the water, because now the Megal, their Das, are showing Shem B'Nam Kal Shufas that they're not partnering up with one another. And each one is their own domain. Cholachas Yivushus La'as, but they're all, you know, separate on their own. Vereishu Cholachas Mechitza Mataras, and each one has their own Mechitza, and therefore they're fine. About Medav Aramur, one of these words said, is that only, like we said, when the two porches are far from another, that they have a distance of 10 tefachim between each other. But if there's less than 10 tefachim between the two of them, so even if they all made their own individual Mechitzas, still would be usher to draw water until they made an Erev together, because now their two are considered like one porch, and they have to make an Erev to combine the two of them together. Okay, so that's how the Kahat explains it, gives us a little more clarity on how this concept works.